You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A suspect is in custody after turning himself in for last week's fatal shooting on Marquette Street in Racine. Police found a 36-year-old victim with a fatal gunshot wound. It's believed the shooting involved a family dispute. A 19-year-old died early yesterday after failing to take a curve and crashing off of Highway P near Twin Lakes in Kenosha County. Investigators are continuing to look into what happened. Kenosha County officials say the new Human Services building is now set to open in early 2026. County Board supervisors toured the nearly 150,000-square-foot facility this week. The project is supported by a nearly $10 million grant and will bring essential services closer to the community. A Republican lawmaker is sponsoring a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on elected state positions. The proposal would need to pass in two consecutive legislative sessions before going to voters. The State Patrol will have aerial enforcement above 43 in Walworth County today. Pilots will be above, watching for speeders and aggressive drivers and alerting ground units. A renewed effort is underway to create a statewide task force addressing missing and murdered black women. It follows reports that black women in Wisconsin are 20 times more likely to die by homicide than white women. The push comes after high-profile cases like LaShecky Hill, who went missing in Racine in 2023. And summer sports leagues are bringing people together across parks in Racine. Island Park has women's softball. North Beach, Lockwood Park, and Lincoln Park have co-ed volleyball. For more about how to get involved, you can go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers and the Pirates today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates playing today to see who wins their series. Milwaukee winning 9-3 last night, thanks to shortstop Joey Ortiz with two home runs, four runs batted in. Pat Murphy.
Well, I'm really happy for Joey. He also goes out and plays the heck out of defense. One of the most important positions on the field, and he plays it really well. So I'm really, really pleased with how he's, but I'd say confidence is number one.
Basketball, round one of the NBA draft is tonight. The Bucks don't have a pick until tomorrow night in the second round. NFL, former Packers and Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now with the Steelers and was on the McAfee show asked, will this be his final year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace. Great guys in a city that, you know, expects you to win.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million bucks this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just as Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting. Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, tonight, tomorrow, even through much of Friday, and there could be some locally heavy rain, a half inch to an inch possible in spots. Our high today, 68, tonight down to 61. Tomorrow will be a lot warmer with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.